She's got deep-seated codependency issues, and I've got,
Cornflakes disease.
borderline personality disorder, you know? It's like
cornflakes disease.
Yeah,
it's like I want to know, but I don't want to know.
Watch Drop Dead Fred.
No.
Oh God, I haven't seen that in for ever.
That movie is magical.
Ah, I should watch that. I wonder if it's on Netflix.
It was. I don't know if it still is or not, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't Drop Dead Fred basically just Ted 20 years ago?
Probably. Yeah. Except it had Rick Mile in it, and he's way funnier than Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, no, I'm not debating that, but I mean, they are basically the same plot.
And it had Phoebe Cates, who is way hotter than Seth MacFarlane could ever hope
to be. Well, I think everybody can bear.
That's not very hard, but...
With the Drop Dead Fred, nobody could see him but her, so...
It is unavailable to stream.
Oh.
Damn.
Aww.
Well, I guess I'm not doing that tomorrow.
Oh, well.
Just torrent it.
Just go down to Blockbuster and oh wait.
Wait a minute.
Someone from Blockbuster.
A lot of people lost jobs.
Going, oh.
No, it's just all the people from our generation who remember what it's like to be able to walk to a video store and rent a movie off a shelf. They're the ones going, aww.
Yeah, I had that problem when I was up in the mountains this
week.
Come on.
Even then, it wasn't that great, because then you walk to the video store, and they never have it, you know? Like, the one copy is always checked out, so you try to reserve it. That doesn't work either.
It's like I asked, well, does anywhere around here have a red box? You're like, oh, down the mountain about 10 miles. I'm like, oh.
That's how far I have to go for a red box.
Oh, God. But you have to go down.
What are you talking about? Your mom's right there in the same house.
Are you kidding? Red box, like, on the other side of the street from here.
That's the black box, Mickey.
Oh.
It's indestructible.
Do you keep, like, your dildos in?
Plural. Yeah, the closest red box in any direction is 10 miles one way.
Do you think they'd have a Drop Dead Fred?
I think they have two Toys R Us within that distance.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Well, so does Mickey.
No, I mean, really, like...
this town has way too many retail stores per capita.
But it doesn't seem to be a problem, does it?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, compared to other areas I've heard of, like, you know, we've got one Walmart for 300,000 people. It's like, I've got, like, 12 Walmarts per 100 people.
Oh, God. We've got tons of Walmarts here in Oklahoma City. Too many. But there's that Walgreens right there, XV, that has a red box. That's all farther.
Oh, yeah, Walgreens around here has a red box, too, but again, 10 miles away. Okay, right. Okay, like, the way it works out here, there's a red box at the grocery store, there's a red box at a McDonald's, and there's a red box at Walgreens. Each of these things is about 2 blocks away from the others. But they are all 10 miles away from my house.
So what you're saying is they're all located on that square around Main Street next to the courthouse and the police station and the movie theater.
No. They're actually about a half a mile away from the town square. But, same basic idea.
I think it's adorable that Dixon actually still has a town square.
It really doesn't. But, I mean, we have the assortment of buildings that would constitute one if it was built in a square. Now, Charlotte, they have a town square.
CXV, you need to franchise a McDonald's and build it next to your house.
Well, okay, and here's the thing about that, too. We got a Dollar General that's a mile away from my house. They don't have a red box, but the Dollar General that's 10 miles in the opposite direction from town, they have a red box.
Well, I think you should write a letter.
Well, and the people at the Dollar General up there that doesn't have the red box, you know, everybody who goes through, they're like, call the number on the receipt, take the survey, go to the website, take the survey, tell them that you want a red box put in here. But, you know, no red box.
Do you do that?
Before Blockbuster had all that stuff stuff happen, we had a Blockbuster kiosk in my store. It was god-awful.
I think stuff happening was exactly the the opposite of the problem they had.
Oh, what's great?
Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
XV will understand the spacing, what I'm talking about here. Okay. Right outside my neighborhood, there was a Blockbuster. And then across the street, there's a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Inside that grocery store, they put in a Blockbuster kiosk.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah, actually, that was the same case because my store is right next to a Blockbuster.
The Food Lion in town has a Blockbuster kiosk still.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Food Lion.
Is it always out of order?
Oh, I remember Food Lions.
I don't remember. I've never actually tried to use it.
Food Lion came here briefly and then left about a year later.
Same here. They were like a ton of them that sprung up. They were all gone within a couple years. The Wine and Cop Hell, it smelled like rancid meat the week it was open.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a new competitor.
Oh,
and
man.
You were really gone.
Speaking of smelling like rancid meat, let's start the podcast.
Drive off. Please. Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Ow! Ow, my colon! Ow, stop it!
Hey, Mickey.
Some of his best friends are Black Rangers.
Paladin.
That's impossible.
Ken.
A lolly f***ing da.
JD Church.
I resemble that remark.
And Fort Max.
Watch our movie.
It's rancid meat time.
Yay!
It's the best kind of meat.
It has the strongest aroma. Speaking of which, I had steak for dinner.
I had steak for lunch.
I don't think it was rancid.
I don't think.
Well, let's find out.
we'll know in a couple of hours.
Was it not 5-year-old pizza meat?
I don't have any more. I don't have any more 5-year-old pizzas yet. It hasn't been long enough.
Yet. He's got one waiting, though.
That's a cure first.
In 3.5 years, it's going to be delicious.
Once that cheese matures.
Aged mozzarella.
Cheese is weird, you know?
Yes,
okay. It is.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like tofu.
I forgot about that.
The tofu taco.
Bean cheese.
Can we ever get able to eat the tofu taco? Tofu?
I think he came back and said that it was not a suitable substitute or something.
Yeah, I think that might have been the first one he did in pictures.
Yeah, it didn't shred very well, I don't think.
But yeah, let's have him do it again,
just for the hell of it.
We want you to revisit an earlier challenge because we think you did it wrong.
Right.
Oh, well, speaking of which, JD, why don't you refresh us on the Gigabeetle challenge for this week?
Well, here's the problem, though, is like I saw that he did it, but I couldn't read the picture.
Okay, look, people, you can read those pictures. What you do is you have to open the photo bucket link.
Uh-huh.
And access the image directly rather than through a Twitter client.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were having trouble with it.
See, I just have him email me the originals.
It would be a lot easier if PhotoBucket hadn't suddenly put over their ridiculous new site design.
Yeah, PhotoBucket has become completely useless. I can't access anything anymore because it keeps crapping out.
Yeah.
It is a bad sign when Maddie Collector has a more reliable site.
Oh, snap.
Well, their site's reliable. It's just, it's...
Apparently, PhotoBucket is being run by EA.
God.
And Mattel.
And more Marvel. Well, Marvel at this point, because Marvel's got Comixology crashed, like, for the last 2 days.
Like the whole of Comixology, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put, 700 first issues available for free up on Comixology.
Oh.
So it was by their own design.
Yeah.
So then next week, Marvel will roll out their own online comic book store and be like, hey, ours works all the time.
That's going to happen eventually.
It's a subscription comic service, though. If you want more issues, you have to buy a full year's worth.
So is this Maddie Collector or EA?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, imagine if they teamed up.
Oh my god, it's the worst thing in history.
Oh.
Well, and don't forget FunPub.
It's the perfect storm.
Okay, so Ken, why don't you tell us about the Giga Beetle challenge then?
Oh, I need to find it. I was trying to find it while you were.
Yeah, that's the other problem too. I don't really have access.
Yeah, I was trying to find it while y'all were talking. So keep talking.
I might take another one of these.
So yes, disappearing. So yes, your accounts will be disappearing, and you won't be able to try to log in either.
You know, everything that FunPub does wrong now just makes me smile. I don't even laugh anymore. It's like, yep, I am so right for hating them.
I know. It's like nice justification.
Weren't we starting a show at some point?
I think we're doing the show. We're trying to get through the Giga Beetle challenge portion.
Go.
But no, we have to do the Giga Beetle challenge first.
Oh, we can dub that in later.
But that's more
I'm
work.
I'm looking for it, but I.
We are.
It's like a week back.
No, so. that was on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was the ramen with mayonnaise challenge.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay, now I remember. Apparently, mayonnaise makes most of those ramen actually taste better. What?
Except for shrimp, which you said was
except
terrible.
For shrimp.
Well, that's and because shrimp ramen is terrible.
Despite washing my hands of it, I got blamed again.
Well, it shouldn't be your fault.
But I did not.
Yeah, Ken, why do you keep making this your fault? See what I did there? I blamed Ken for getting blamed for it.
Yep.
That's such a Ken thing better. To do.
I think you broke him.
I just cursed Ken.
News?
I
do not understand how it makes it better.
Although, Giga Beetle did clue me into one thing that I hadn't been aware of before, which was mushroom ramen noodles, which I have to find now.
Oh, wow. Because that about it, like,
that sounds
mayonnaise
delicious.
Mayonnaise and chicken is good together, and
yeah, that's
mayonnaise
basically a salad, right?
Is good together.
Yeah, so,
you know. Has he tried the mayonnaise donuts yet?
No, we're saving that one.
That's gonna be the next one. So I spent 30 minutes, and I'm not really feeling this oxy. Should I take another one?
No.
I'm not a doctor. I am not saying this shit.
Do not get hooked on oxy. You'll end up like my dad, and you will regret it.
Well, your dad's
well,
hooked
no,
on oxy?
No, I don't, but I'm supposed to take it for pain, and I'm not really feeling...
Give it an... Pain. Yeah, it... Just let it...
Getting hooked on OxyContin is like one of the hardest things ever to break. It will...
Nope. I'm not trying to get... Hooked on.
Well, let me just say, well, my dad was a hippie in the 60s, and he says the hardest thing he's ever had to get off of was the oxys.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want
so,
to get...
Yeah, do not abuse them. Seriously, dude, do
take
not.
It, take I'm, it as directed.
But I'm fat, and I'm wondering if it doesn't... Sometimes it doesn't, it takes more.
If you take into consideration.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say even though you're fat, you still have the same volume of blood.
Mm.
So the saturation in your bloodstream is still going to be basically the same.
If anime has taught me anything, is that the human body contains 8 gallons of highly pressurized blood.
Well, yes, and what I'm saying is that just because JD is a large, fat man does not mean he's grown an extra 4 gallons of highly pressurized blood. He still has just the 8 gallons of pressurized blood.
Maybe that's why he's so pale.
That's what it is. I don't have enough blood coming to the surface.
You should start drinking more blood to top yourself off.
Yeah.
Dude, totally.
Okay.
Yep.
No Paladin news.
So was that a yes? I should take another
no.
one?
No.
I wouldn't
Not.
Advise it.
No.
Wait another 15 minutes.
All right.
And no, that does not mean we can wait 15 minutes before taking it.
So take
Fort
another
Max,
one.
Fort
take
Max,
another
you don't
one
know
and
that that's not what I meant.
15 minutes
no.
And then take another one?
We're going to have a live overdose on air, aren't we?
God help me.
I was already saying
first
earlier.
First the tornadoes, now an OD. God.
Superhero Time is not responsible for any death, injury, or addictions that occur in this program.
I was saying earlier already that halfway through the show, JD's just going to stop talking, and we won't really know whether he's, like, passed out or, you know, died. It'll be awesome.
Right.
Oh, I hate you.
Gibbs on his figure arts.
All right, so what figure arts am I getting?
Well, if you're dying, I'm getting them.
But Bluefin is getting the reissues, right?
Well, yes. Some of them. They've announced Kuga Mighty, Cyclone Joker, and Decade for June. All at pretty good prices, too.
Yeah,
but 30 bucks.
Yeah, 32 for Cyclone Joker, 30 for Kuga Mighty.
$29.99 for Cyclone Joker. So it's even better.
But I just got Cyclone Joker. I thought they just released that.
And Kuga is like $28.
Yeah. They just released it in Japan, I think.
Yeah. Or, but this is an American re-release.
Oh, yeah. Decade's 32.
They had leftover Cyclone Jokers from last year's reissue.
Probably.
It doesn't hurt. That's a terrible figure.
That makes me sad.
I like it. Mine's great.
I have trouble finding natural looking poses for it.
I just use
the sculpting's post. Fine. It doesn't look right anything I do with it.
See, Mickey,
I don't have any problem getting into like a Chotaro kind of pure sins pose.
See, I think I know what the problem you're having is, Mickey. You need a small cow to replace a hand with.
I do.
I am surprised nobody ever did that bonus accessory.
But then you would need a Heat Joker.
Okay, that would be a little bit harder to get hold of.
Not really. Yeah. They still have CS toys.
There's tons of them.
Harder. I didn't say it would be hard, just harder.
But Giga Beetle has one. Let's tell him to do it.
Yeah. I mean, he would probably have the most lead on a tiny cow anyway.
Yeah, they have those in Sweden, right?
Well, they're part horse, but yeah.
Oh, they're also bringing over Flame Dragon and Beast, but just like Japan, nobody f***ing cares.
No, I want Beast.
I thought you had Beast on pre-order or something.
No,
you have Beast, but you won't have the mantles.
Yeah.
Screw the mantles.
Well, I'm trying to wait for it to come on Amazon, but they don't. Amazon doesn't even have the Power Rangers green. And
yeah, it's just on BBTS and some off.
Yeah, I've got.
Never seen before.
I've got the BBTS, but amazingly, they have those up at for retail. They're not like marking them up.
That's because BBTS is served through Bluefin. So
yes, yeah. When they get stuff directly like that,
it's when they have to source stuff out of Japan themselves. That's when the markups happen.
And that's why they're usually late in getting stuff in too.
Yeah. Or when the standard retail is stupid expensive for some ridiculous reason, like the Tiger and Bunny figure arts.
Right.
God.
Fire Emblem.
Which are like anywhere from $10 to $20 more than your standard figure.
Oh, speaking of imports that are stupid expensive, the Kamen Rider Dynasty Warriors game?
Yes.
$84.
Yeah. That sounds about right for Japan, actually.
You are not familiar with buying Japanese video games new.
And then for the TV sound version, it's $120.
Wait,
yeah.
TV sound?
Yeah.
What exactly is the difference between the sounds?
Soundtrack.
Wait, they have different soundtracks?
The more expensive one has like TV show themes and stuff.
Wow.
Actually licensed the music then?
The TV sound one comes with a soundtrack. The question is the actual game sounds different?
I have to imagine the actual game sounds are probably the same, and it's probably just an extra bonus. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The commercial I saw a couple weeks ago, when they were talking about the regular version versus the TV sounds version, they actually used a different music track in each segment. So I'm led to believe that there's actually a difference in the game's music.
Is the game out again so we can find out for sure?
May?
That would be the silliest thing.
Sounds about right.
It would, but, you know.
If it's Bandai, it wouldn't surprise me, but it would still be the silliest thing.
Exactly.
So is that going to be playable on PS3?
PS3 doesn't have any region locking for anything that isn't Persona 4 Arena.
You can play it, you just can't read any of it.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it's Dynasty Warriors, so all you need to know is square, 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 triangle.
Basically. But it looks like from the trailer that like the form changes are actual form changes. They're not just like a special attack, which is cool.
Yes,
I mean the game looks really interesting. I wouldn't spend $85 or $130 on it, but
as long as it doesn't
sadly
run,
I would
should be appreciative of it.
If my PS3 was working or I could get it to work, I'd be tempted.
Yeah, Mickey, if you do consider buying it, you know. Think of me.
That's not even consider. Unless I hear a reason not to, I'm doing it.
Okay, good. Well, I will be coming and visiting, and you know, you have two PS3
controllers. My penis is firmly inserted into Dynasty Warriors' ass, so you know I can't not buy this.
Yeah,
you've got two controllers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For each PS3.
Yeah. So there.
And let me know when XV is going to be there, because I will come visit too.
I can ride up. As
yes,
well.
Party at my place. Everyone come. Giga Beetle, Goblez, y'all just come on down. We'll all play Dynasty Warriors.
It's only a 3-hour trip, right? I can do that. I did that yesterday.
Well, Ken, we wanted you to come up in January.
Yeah,
when I was
I
there.
Know. Just stuff that
you
know,
were busy being lame and having a job. Jesus.
I well, might not have.
It really
job.
Wouldn't have worked out then, too, because that's when I started my medication, too, and nah. That
well, then you would have felt better.
No. Trust me. Let's not even get into that.
Any other news?
I might not.
Yes. So far, it looks like Toei's interest to revitalize interest in Sentai with Kyoryuger is a big fat failure. Because last episode was only a 3.2% in the ratings.
Yeah, it's not been burning up the charts.
It's been doing exactly what Sentai has been doing since Pokemon Sunday started.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's Sentai time to change the time slot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sentai needs a new time slot.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Sentai problem.
I think it's an air date problem. What they need to do is change the positions of Sentai and Precure.
Well, see, the thing is, because Precure is doing really well, and apparently Saint Seiya Omega is doing well enough to get a second season. So that block still does hold its own.
Here's what they need to do, is they need to just shift Sentai and Kamen Rider 30 minutes forward and air Pokemon in between them. And that will fuck up the other Pokemon's ratings.
Yeah.
Can they do that?
They tried everything else so far. Why the hell not?
They might as well just air Static at the rate they're going.
I don't think anything they can do.
Wait, you mean Static the cartoon or actual Static?
I don't think anything they can do.
Either way, there'll be just as many watchers.
Yes, yes. Air the Japanese dub of Static Shock where Sentai airs right now.
I don't think anything they can do can f*** up Pokemon's ratings because it is Pokemon.
I would love to see the Japanese reaction to Soul Power.
What?
I don't want to hear Static Shock speaking Japanese.
But I'm the only one who remembers that?
I do.
Is it any...
Yes.
It wouldn't be any much different from Burning Justice. They're kind of used to that.
Oh,
but yeah, Sentai's time slot against Pokemon is going to kill it.
Yeah,
that's what it boils down to.
Has been for the last 7 years.
Exactly,
you can't fight Pokemon. I mean,
well,
no,
surely the ratings for Pokemon will go down
when the
game comes out.
Fighting Pokemon is the whole point of the game, Ken.
I'm just kidding with Psychic-type Sentai. That'll knock out the Pokemon.
I thought the point of Pokemon was to, you know, capture and enslave them.
Well, that's a fun side
them.
Effect. But,
right.
You know, your main goal is to actually make them fight each other. You know.
Apparently, Sentai just can't compete against cockfighting.
Apparently.
That's right.
Everything falls before the cock.
You know.
I wonder how Wizard's doing.
Maybe next year's Sentai should be a cockfighting Sentai.
I don't think anyone's measuring Wizard's ratings because no one cares.
Yes, then people would actually have to watch Wizard.
Well, yeah.
It was so interesting yesterday when the Kyoryuger Raw was up for like 18 hours and Wizard's Raw still wasn't there. It's like, oh, hey, maybe overtime's just not going to bother this week.
Did they ever get it up?
They got the Raw up.
I wasn't paying attention. I was like, "Oh, Gavin."
Yeah, the Raw went up pretty late. Yeah,
it would be interesting if over time, like Wizard was the show that broke them, that they quit mid-project.
It's possible.
He's too stubborn for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a worth it.
I think Wizard is the first show that all of us have agreed. You know, none of us want to watch this anymore.
Ghost Ager. Paladin didn't want to watch it. He just kept watching because he wasn't going to admit defeat to it.
Well, it's the first Kamen Rider event.
Although, one could argue that watching Ghost Ager is being defeated by Ghost Ager.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're broken at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least we have Megaforce.
And Paladin kept on buying the toys, too.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Meanwhile,
Paladin forgot his safe word was for buying toys.
Apparently, that safe word was Buster Machines, because that's when he stopped.
Well, should have gotten to buy some Gunbuster stuff then, you know.
There you go.
Couldn't nip that in the bud early.
Yeah, it still wouldn't work.
Or maybe just stuck with the candy toys.
Aren't the Buster Machine figures, like, ridiculously expensive, too? The Gunbuster?
Yeah, and apparently really, really good, too, so.
Well, at least if you're going to be selling body parts to afford them, they're worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah. Go out and grab a Chogokin. Soul of Chogokin. Gunbuster.
No, I won't buy a Soul of Chogokin just on principle.
Because you hate diecast.
I hate the diecast culture.
The diecast culture?
It's a lost art.
Hmm.
You make it sound like some kind of secret gang, like the Masons or something.
It almost is.
Except not so secret.
God.
So what else is in the news?
Hate...
Huh?
No,
what, Mickey?
I was about to say, you don't hate the super imaginative Chogokin, though.
Well, they're not metal.
Parts of them are.
Yeah.
Not
that's
like
the Chogokin part.
It's like Super Robot Chogokin. They're not entirely metal, but they have, like, metal in their feet for balance.
And SRCs are fine, too.
Yeah, they're fun.
You know, metal for build reasons is one thing, but metal for the sake of metal, to the exclusion of all else, that's...
So you don't want to go, buy that C-3PO for, like, $350 then?
Oh, man.
No, I really don't.
God, I kind of want that, though.
That's the initial price, too.
So. Now, if it was an R2-D2, that would be completely different.
Didn't they show off an R2-D2 for that new series?
Recently. Probably. They just haven't announced it or anything yet.
I wouldn't mind the Wild Tiger from that line, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean...
It does look pretty fantastic.
If you just think about the most pointless of pointless things, okay... Let's make a really high-end, expensive metal garbage can figure.
I'm sure they'll have lights and stuff.
That's what makes it high-end. Remember, we love Blinkies.
Then I could die-cast Oscar the Grouch toy.
Yes.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Oh my god.
As long as Oscar himself was still a soft material and it was just...
No, I said die-cast.
Well, yeah,
I
thought you meant,
would
you know, the
been
garbage
perfectly
can.
With the diecast crowd.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Does Oscar the Grouch have a butt?
Well, yeah, that's where the hand goes.
Yes!
Because I was kind of imagining his, like, you know, his furry stuff sort of just going down and then curving back up around from the trash can. Like he's metal on the inside.
But on the outside, he's your lunch.
Maybe he's just got that disease that makes you shit yourself all the time, and that's why he stays in the can.
Oh, C. diff? It's not a disease, it's a bacteria.
No. He just has a major prolapse.
Oh my god. Jesus King Christ.
Best conversation ever.
We went from expensive import toys to puppet prolapses.
Oh, I love us.
Shit.
We are so awesome.
God. Can we move on? I don't even know how you top that.
Anything else, Paladin?
Well, speaking of metal, we have DVD release dates for Beetleborgs Metallics.
Oh.
So, yeah, no.
Oh, God.
So, is that it?
Well, that's it, except for the death of Shocker's great leader.
Ah, yes. And Spectre Zenigata.
God, now I'm not going to be able to think of him without a prolapse. That's just...
Spectre Zenigata or Oscar the Grouch?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But it is impressive, though. He played the great leader from the very first episode of Kamen Rider all the way up until Let's Go.
I know. Yep. They're stubborn in Japan.
Apparently.
Just so, the paying job.
Okay, so Fort Max, you'd probably know this. Was he still playing Zenigata in the Fujiko anime?
No.
They recast everybody in that, didn't they? I thought they did.
Yeah.
See, that was the first Lupin thing I've watched that wasn't dubbed, so I have no idea.
I still need to go back and watch that. Was it any good?
Not really.
Oh, damn. Never mind.
It didn't really have, like, the humor of the old series.
Oh, that's a shame.
So.
Lupin without humor is kind of.
And without Lupin half the time.
Well,
oh, what's
Lupin? I can deal with that because it was obviously, you know, supposed to be a Fujiko series. But
right.
What is a Lupin? Is that like a Lopan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's it.
Now here's what I wanted to see. A-Team versus Lupin.
Oh god, yes! Somebody get on this.
Goemon versus Mr. T.
Yes!
Now, we know why B.A. wasn't going to get on no plane. He knew sometime the samurai was going to cut it in half.
Well, it's not the worst theory I've heard this week.
Are you sure?
Well, you can be the judge. What did you think of Don's theory on RFC?
We did just discuss the theory of Oscar the Grouch having a massive prolapse.
I missed the RFC theory, so I'm still going for Oscar the Grouch. So.
What was the RFC theory?
That RID is the new G1.
What?
Whoa.
I'm not following you. Or him. Yeah.
The split universe created by the lack of return of Megatron Spark at the end of Beast Wars.
What?
Oh, the thing where I said if he didn't stop talking, I would throttle him verbally.
Yes.
Okay, I remember now.
Although that doesn't really narrow it down very much in your case.
Ah, my head. What?
I can't even follow what was being said to be confused by it.
So, moving on.
You don't want to, Mickey. It's fine.
Moving right along.
But RID is G1.
In Japan.
Everything is G1 in Japan.
Wait.
Yeah, everything's G1.
That RID. Not the other RID.
They did aligned continuity in Japan the wrong way.
As opposed to the right way in America.
Well, I mean, at least in America, it's kind of like, okay, this fits and this does and it's all this. But in Japan, it's just like, no, it's all the same universe, but these contradict that. No, they don't.
In Japan, Transformers continuity is like a massive prolapse.
Right.
In fairness, like it's not like Kamen Rider continuity is.
It's all still connected technically, but it's just hanging out all over the place.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Jenga game.
I keep overusing that. It's not going to be sad anymore.
I know, it's losing its effect already.
All right, it's been 45 minutes since I took my hydrocodone.
Well, judging by your star's speech, it's not time to take another one.
Yeah, I think it's having more of an effect than you think.
Maybe you should drive a few blocks and see what happens.
Oh, God, don't give me ideas.
Yeah, I go for a drive.
That'd be bad.
Okay, so if that's all for the news this week.
Yeah, I think that's all the important stuff. Now you can't really push past the prolapse anyway.
What? Speaking of bad dubbing, what?
Oh, the dubbing in this episode of Megaforce.
Okay, well, Fort Max, tell us about Megaforce.
Okay.
I forgot to watch it. Go Power
Rangers! Use the Megaforce.
It was probably the cheesiest thing I have seen in years.
But they embraced it so much.
Yes.
They knew it was cheesy, and they just went
They didn't even bother making sure that the singing actually matched Ink's lips at all.
Yeah, I know.
It was amazing.
Phil is better than Airy.
Everything is. This show is better than Airy.
And basically the entire...
It's better than Shayla's song.
The villain's plot essentially was play a lot of loud rock music.
Okay.
And only the adults appreciated it.
Kids today have terrible taste in music.
Such an MMPR plot.
And that's a true thing. Kids, music young people listen to today is pretty awful.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot I liked about this episode.
Yeah. I actually like pink now, so I'm good.
And I'm really starting to appreciate yellow being such a bitch.
I know! I like every time she tells somebody to quiet down, she just gives them that, like, shit-eating smile.
Yeah, afterwards, it's like, oh, thank you so much, I'm cute now.
And it's so purposeful.
Yeah, it's like they're actually allowing them to create characters, which is fun.
Yay! Yes.
It's such a unique and interesting concept.
Yeah, well, except for Red, but then again, even if they're kind of going with MMPR, which is the kind of wooden and then just has only can only do loud volume in the dubbing part.
Again, Troy's character is I am the Red Ranger.
Yes.
That is his character. That is intentional.
So he's the Power Rangers version of Captain Marvelous.
No.
Except Marvelous had... No, he is the generic Red Ranger.
So he's Jason.
Yes.
So well, yeah, that's what they were
pretty
saying
much.
Before.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so basically the distinction here is that Troy is the qualities of all Red Rangers distributed evenly, whereas Marvelous is all the awesome of all the Red Rangers all piled basically. Together.
Yeah, basically.
I really hate his name is Troy, because I keep thinking of the wrong Troy whenever someone says his name.
Which Troy are you thinking of?
He's resisting me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here.
That's totally not going to be an intro quote ever.
It wasn't until you said that.
Good job.
Sometimes if you would just not call attention to it, you'd get by with fewer intro quotes.
It seemed like a very un-Saban thing to do to actually just play that soft song over a fight. Because they're all about just kind of...
Metal.
Sometimes they would do, like in some of their dubbing and some of Power Rangers, they would like change it up like shot for shot. But they kept the music consistent.
The song itself actually wasn't terribly written. I mean, it's still lame, but at least had the advantage of not having rhyming lyrics, which shows some thought went into it.
And we lost JD.
Oh dear.
He was probably getting tired of us telling him not to take another pill. Oh, there he is.
JD?
Oh, it's one of those nights.
No, I was trying to do that stealthily.
Although they did also leave an implication where Emma's mother is dead without actually saying it.
Yes.
Because they can't actually say it because it's Nick.
Well, I found that interesting, though. I was like, okay, I see what they're going for, but they're just not going to say it.
It seems to more depend what show you're talking about on Nick, because... Like, if you think about Avatar, that was full of death all over the place.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but cartoons, that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't talk about her sister dying.
Yeah.
Which happened. They just don't talk about it.
I don't watch a lot of stuff on Nick, so, you know. Technically, I don't even watch Megaforce on Nick, so.
I watch it on Hulu,
I guess I don't watch anything on Nick, strictly speaking.
La-di-da.
Yeah.
I'm too good for children programming.
Another intro quote?
Okay. Actually, these days I'm feeling like I'm too good for most TV shows.
You realize that you do produce Superhero Time.
That's not a TV show.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Except for that one time.
Well.
That was a mistake.
We don't talk about that anymore.
The episodes of which we try not to talk about.
That's
that
right.
Wasn't a TV show either.
Well, but it could be watched on a TV.
Yeah. I watched
made a show of it.
You know, for a while, New Soundwave was being produced to almost TV quality.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty awesome on JD's TV when Brian and I were at his house.
For a while, it was being produced.
Well, that's not really here or there, JD. It's, you know, just about the level of production at the time
right.
It was produced.
Right.
So it was good enough for cable access?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's better than a lot of the cable access, I think.
Yeah, actually it was. I did see it a couple times.
Was it better than Wayne's World?
Well.
Well.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, Megaforce sounds like it's still good, and I will probably watch it in the next couple of days. I just forgot.
It's the best Toku show on air right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Until Akiba Ranger and Garo start. Cross your fingers.
I've heard good things about Ultraman.
Oh yeah, actually, it's a funny thing I keep saying on Twitter. They currently are running just weekly 3-minute little mini episodes of focusing on Ultraman Zero and his team, And I keep saying every time I see an episode, it's like, wow, this is the best tokusatsu that's airing right now. And it actually is. It's pretty good.
I'm half tempted to learn something about Ultraman, but then the other half says no.
Then nobody subs anything. So,
yeah.
I don't even know if the movie that came out last year has gotten a decent sub yet. I don't think it has.
Well, it's Ultraman. Any sub it gets won't be decent.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be sad if, like, Kamen Rider and Sentai get so bad that people actually start paying attention to Ultraman? Just because the others are so bad.
Isn't that the situation we just described?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if this actually proliferates to the point that, like, the subbing groups actually go, you know what, let's try this Ultraman thing.
Been watching the Ultraman Zero stuff for a couple of years now, as it's been coming out in movies and, like, direct-to-video stuff, and it's actually, I've enjoyed it. But
we're saying, like, the rest of us normal people that...
Right, you know, like,
that don't like Precure and Digimon.
Right.
The great thing is there are no normal people here. No, the best part of that was JD implying that he was among the normal people.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Mental illness.
We'll just chalk that up to the drugs.
Yeah. No, I'm not normal. I can't.
So let's see. We didn't have Wizard this week, although we can imagine what happened. You know, there was a Phantom, there was a Thing of Value, and there was Boredom.
And there was To Be Continued, because it's the first episode of it.
That's right.
Another new ring. Improve, and, you know, please.
And, you know, Beast probably got the shaft again.
He did. Yeah. He rolled another one.
Oh, God almighty. That's all I need to hear about that episode now.
Yeah, pretty much. I have not even gone back and watched last week's episode, and I probably won't.
I haven't watched it in 4 weeks, and I feel great.
Because, I mean...
You also try it. It's amazing.
As apathetic as I am to the show in general, I have no interest in anything focusing on Beast.
Like, basically, at the moment, Megaforce has replaced it as my second weekly.
So, how long until we hear about the next Kamen Rider?
About 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, crap.
Yeah, it's usually June, July.
We'll hear rumors by May, but they won't amount to anything.
Right. It'll be the Ninja Rider again.
I want the Painter.
Because, you know, that's a perennial rumor.
Yeah. Kind of like the Insect Sentai.
That's right. Although you don't hear much about that anymore. I think it got overused.
Without ever actually being used.
Right.
I missed the rumor about the Popstar Sentai.
Oh, God. That was amazing.
I forgot about that one.
It was so terrible.
But it would...
It's so Japan, though.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it could have happened, but I bet you America said, no, you're not doing that.
Bandai of America was like, oh, no.
Why? It would have been fun to try and translate something like that.
Well, see, the thing about that is that worldwide, they probably get more in from Power Rangers than Super Sentai, monetary-wise.
Probably, because it comes wider.
Super Sentai is basically just Japan. The Power Rangers name goes out to everywhere, including, like, in Korea, when the Sentai is dubbed, it's still called Power Rangers.
Yeah, the rest of the world gets Power Rangers.
Right.
So I imagine they have some stake in how things go a little bit.
Probably a bit. Now that they have Saban back.
Somebody forgot to mention earlier, we're recording this on 3/11. It's 2 years since the earthquake.
The tsunami.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Wacky.
Yep.
Yeah. That was not fun to watch on TV.
No.
Thanks, JD, for bringing us in.
I'd rather watch Wizard.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, you know, JD's just angry because we won't let him have another Oxy. So, you know, he's going to depress the rest of us.
That's right.
It seems to be working.
In retaliation. Well, since we're already on the depression track, Ken, why don't you talk to us about Kyoryuger?
It's time for Dinosaur Samba.
Three, two, go! Hi-ya!
Damn you.
That was a great lead in too.
Okay, so what is this? Episode 4?
4.
We still have 46 of these left?
God. Still like 4.
Yeah, 44 to 46 more.
So anyway, we start the episode by shitting on Blue again. Because he's old, he's stupid, and he's an old man. So we have to.
You know, it's going to be great in the Kyuryuger GoBuster crossover when even Ryuji gets to make old man jokes at the new Blue.
Obviously, that would be good, but.
It's the old guy.
You know, I
he's so old, the guy, I'm his elder is younger than him.
Yeah. But, it's worth mentioning, GoBusters versus GoKaiser, the Raw came out this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Pretty cool.
It could be good.
So hopefully we'll have that for next week. Any information on that, Fort Max?
What?
Any information on the subbing of that, Fort Max?
Nope.
Okay.
Overtime will do it when I get around to it.
Well, I know that.
Just like Gavin.
Yeah.
We probably will do Gavin next week, actually.
Woo! Yeah.
Just because it saves us picking something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go through that again.
Anyway, Ian...
And JD will get to revive his Gavin song.
Ooh.
It's not Wizard Gavin.
Anyway.
The next week, of course.
Ian is there at that restaurant. It's a different restaurant than before, but I think they're pretending it's the same one.
I didn't even notice.
With some girl. It's probably the fifth one this day. Not this week, day.
He's a slut.
He is really, really trying to be guy, isn't he?
Trying. Yeah. Because he hits on Ami, and she just rebuffs him. And okay, whatever.
Either guy or a competent Otoya.
Now but he hits on Ami while he's sitting next to this girl also.
So and he doesn't even care.
Yeah, he's quite the
He wants them both in a three-way.
That is kind of a toy,
though. On the clock.
Probably that, yeah. So he's wandering off with her, and then they run into a Devil Monster who is pulling the Lupin thing and robbing a jewelry store. Very obviously, so it's not really that Lupin.
Well, except he's not doing it for shits and giggles.
Yeah. So he transforms, they fight a little bit, the other Kyuryugers show up, they arm up, they fight some more, and then he grabs Daigo and holds him in a headlock. So Ian has the choice of trying to shoot the monster, but then he flips out like a little pussy.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So the others have to end up saving Daigo, and then the monster runs off. Meanwhile, there's some stuff with the monsters, the Boss Legion, that doesn't really amount to anything. They just interact
with two stupid ones who don't do anything.
Keep smiling!
I'm telling you, this is like if the Go-Ongers were turned into villains. That's going to be the reveal.
Don't be smart to Go-Ongers that way.
Well, no,
how well do you think the Go-Ongers would have gotten if they didn't have the engines and bomber?
Yeah.
Okay, remember the time Sosuke tried to trampoline through the dimensional hole?
Yes.
About like that. Bomper's doing everything he can to facepalm, even though he has no hands.
Boom, boom!
But, no, the thing with the villains...
GoKaiser summary?
The thing with the villains is the two that don't do anything, they don't do anything because they're both girls.
Right. No.
Is Ragdoll not a girl?
Ragdoll's a guy.
Really?
Yeah, Ragdoll's a guy.
How can you tell?
Exactly.
Don't answer that.
Wow, that was I've heard out of Paladin in a long time. So anyway,
and you check the backside for the tuck.
Okay, makes it more likely that these would be the Go-Ongers as villains because, you know, the one is almost indistinguishable from female.
Shit. Back at base, Torin is saying they should try their new weapon, the Kintro Spiker, only the battery's been stolen.
Wait, they don't have a lock on the base or anything?
No, apparently not. There's only five people that could get in there, and four of them are there. I wonder.
I bet the bird took it.
Well, he does seem kind of like a dick.
Someone should cue that bird.
So they go out and fight the monster again. There's some bike action. And then Black shows up again, and it seems he has stolen the battery for the Kentro Spiker. So he tries to...
Gasp.
And yeah. It backfires on him.
Okay, so the sword battery is not gun ammunition. Who'd have guessed?
Wait.
Obviously not Black.
Wait for that. I'll get to that.
Think it's exact specifically the sword battery. Kind of like how you can use any engine soul in the highway blaster.
Back at base, they find out that Black is.
I buy into that theory a bit.
Except when he put that battery into the revolver, it called for a Kentro Spiker. So that does seem specific to that weapon.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, the maximum drive is in the belt.
Back at base, they learn that Ian is the Carrier Black. And
Daigo already figured it out.
Of course, because Daigo is correct at everything.
And
right,
also,
they were
Ian has.
Much acting exactly the same.
Yeah,
so.
Ian has uncreative dialogue. That's how he put
it
together.
But, regardless. Outside, Ian gets rejected, and Daigo comes up to him, and he finds out the last time Ian got rejected was. A long time, about a year or so ago, when he and his old partner, Gunpei, who is not in this episode nearly long enough, were treasure hunting, and he got rejected by a girl. And then when they went out to get the said treasure, the monster they are currently fighting had his partner in the same headlock he had Daigo in earlier. He tried to shoot, but missed. I'm kind of disappointed he didn't shoot him, actually, because that's what I was expecting the whole time, not just that his shot went way wide.
Yeah, but I think that would be a little bit...
He didn't miss. The monster dodged. There's a big difference there.
And, you know, having him
the show plays it like, I missed. So, yeah.
And, well, you know, having him shoot his friend, I think that would be a little bit much.
So he went a bit far in the other way. So.
Yeah. It's kind of like the dude that like was supposed to have a kid, and now he's the uncle, where it's kind of like you get the feeling like it was originally supposed to be shot at the guy,
yeah,
and then they changed it.
Instead, they changed it to him being tentacle raped.
Right.
Yeah, that's so much
not
better.
Not much better alternative there.
Being stabbed about 5 or 6 times all at once.
It's like, I'd rather be shot!
Like they wanted to be family-friendly, but not too friendly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what too. That was quite a comb over he had.
Oh, and the hair.
Anyway, meanwhile, the monster is trying to Photoshop effect the stadium.
I miss Gunpei's forehead.
It's still there.
Look,
I know, but it's not the same.
He's not trying to
see it.
Photoshop. He thinks he's Carmen Sandiego. That's the problem.
So anyway, Nobuhara makes a really terrible f***ing joke, and they go off to fight.
Because he's old.
Oh, I hate him so much.
I don't know. I laughed.
Of course you laughed.
old. Of course you like that puns.
Yeah, Paladin, you're the person who ruined That's the Magic Part.
Yeah, the magic word.
Or a wizard did it.
Yeah,
or the magic word.
Yeah, this is true. So anyway, the battery's not... The battery...
Paladin.
Intro quote.
The sound quality wasn't good enough, unfortunately.
One of the hardest summers to do, because I get interrupted even more often than normal.
Welcome to my world.
Okay, the batteries need to be charged.
Don't keep talking, Paladin.
It is time for a unmorphed fight sequence, which, yeah, reminder, Koichi Sakamoto is in charge of this series, show.
Because apparently
so
their transformation batteries were drained.
Crotch shot for Ami. Crotch shot for Ami.
Ugh.
Luck you.
Yeah, luck you.
Basically, they get their asses kicked, though.
Wow, they're fighting two boss monsters without transforming. Who wins?
And they suck at it.
Yeah.
Saw that one coming.
And then, of course, Ian decides to show up, and, of course, Daigo again gets in the same position.
Well, he did it on purpose, of course.
Yeah, well, you think the monster would, you know...
First cowgirl?
I don't know. Sure, pal. Not pal, JD.
Man,
they're
burn.
All the same.
So yeah, Daigo gets him to shoot. He shoots, and he hits the monster this time.
Yay!
Yeah.
Like me when it's interesting.
Don't. So you'll be back.
Well, I'll let you know when we come back and start talking about Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. So, yay, we get a full team transformation now. This loses all any and all impact because we already had this in the first episode. Right. So,
and Pink is still and Pink is still way out of time.
Yep. Kyuriger's fight. They summon their weapons and they combine their weapons. So they say, oh, let's use the Kendra Spiker again. Did they give any explanation for why it works this time, or is it just that it works?
Because nobody put it in the damn gun.
Because King told them to do it this time.
Right.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Well, no, they kind of did explain what the difference was, because when Black tried to use it before, King said, well, maybe it's just too powerful to use alone. So then when all five of them are together, it works.
Although,
it's the power of friendship. It's the default Sentai trope for, you know, unlocking new abilities.
Yeah, but...
The trope that ever troped a trope.
Yeah, but they didn't really kind of put it like that. It was just, okay, let's go again.
Well, I understood it, and that's what matters.
He just put his in his gun, though. They're putting theirs in their, like, power-up weapons, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
They all did.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a different...
Yeah.
Different thing.
Although I like that
the Kitro Spiker battery, or is it just the one battery?
But here's the thing: how did it's like okay? How did they know to do it like that this time? Nobody.
Oh my god, Sentai. How do they know how to do anything?
How do they all know independently how to do that dance to transform?
And why did they do it wrong? First
they
time?
Don't.
Even though Pink doesn't do it right.
So why did they do it wrong?
It's
like why did they do it wrong the first time? Is it just process of elimination?
That would be a great Sentai, too. Process of elimination.
It's like even if they just said, oh, let's try it in here this time. Or something. But just like, okay.
Let's stick it in this hole.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Anything. Just
intro quote.
Just try.
The Elimination Ranger, Sentai, Mistake Angers.
Yeah. So anyway,
CJD, that pill's already working.
Mecha.
No, I like how the Kentro Spiker is less a giant sword and more a missile.
That is kind
of
cool.
Yes, that's an interesting change of pace.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's Mecha Fight time, and Ian summons Parasagun from Hogwarts, apparently.
Yeah, right. I was like, right. What?
Okay, Fort Max, you've been waiting to do this all night, I'm sure. So
they combine and form.
Fort Max, do it.
Western.
Yes, apparently they took the name of Kyuriujin Western very, very literally. As it is, they really play up the cowboy motif along with Kyuriujin's theme song, which is not bad.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely like this Megazord fight.
It's pretty good. I mean, the stock footage, the CGI stock footage will be used a dozen different times throughout the series, like just like, you know, Dekaranger and Deka Gokaio.
Every series ever.
Yeah. But it had the specifically, like, you know, those Dekaranger Robo rolls when it was shooting.
And Drycera was never seen again.
Nope! Hope you like your time in the cockpit, Ami.
Ha, cockpit.
Yeah.
That's her crotch!
The show runs probably like you think so. Now, I will say Kyuriujin Western's finisher is pretty cool. It's a lot cooler than the standard Kyuriujin.
Now, here's what I want to know.
More at it.
Are the suit actors making pew-pew noises in the cockpit?
Oh, I hope so. But apparently Ian can't, as a bunch of money and jewels and priceless treasures are raining down, and they're all like, oh, this is going to be so much trouble to return to people.
Return? What are you, stupid?
What?
Well, I guess that's Daigo's character flaw. Because he certainly doesn't have any others. Ian's looking for the jewel that his partner had that the monster had stolen. But apparently the Sorrow Soldier has taken it. And
well, no, there's actually a greater implication than that. The Sorrow Soldier is probably
the one who killed him. It's the one who killed him in the first place.
Right. I'm, you're right.
It's definitely Sorrow's hand.
Yeah, it is him. It is him. Okay, yeah, so that at least, you know, there's a potentially interesting plot line later on when Ian finds
be.
Up. But apparently he has a jewel that coincidentally looks just like the one Daigo has.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Just a bigger.
I wonder what that could mean.
Well, there is only one thing for. Well, there's really only one outcome that can possibly come from a setup where he's like, okay, yeah, he abandoned me in the desert. Yeah, so you're definitely going to have a bad guy dad plot somewhere.
Maybe. Possible.
Could be.
But yeah, so yeah, I despite how I sound, I do enjoy some parts of Killreacher. It's just I don't like half the characters, and it's kind of flat for me at the moment.
I don't know. Killreacher's pretty fun so far. I like Daigo.
I want the bird to be an asshole more.
I like Daigo at first until the point where he doesn't really have any sort of character flaw. And he's always right
about... He's totally a Mary Sue.
Exactly. Well, he's like Tendo if he had a Red Bull.
But the thing is, like, nobody in Kabuto, at least early on, likes Tendo at all.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking hates him and wants to kill him.
Because he's perfect.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking asshole. In a way, that is.
Because he's perfect.
Yeah.
And next week.
Black and Green are fighting. And again, Drysera is never seen.
And we get your
Cyan. Oh, actually, it is Cyan. Well.
And who's that guy?
Yeah.
It's some American dude with a beard. The fuck?
That's Kiryu Cyan.
I did what?
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Actually, Drysera is in the next episode. I'm surprised.
That's amazing.
Oh. Progressive. Not really.
Who'd have guessed?
Well, by Japan's terms, it's progressive.
But yeah, it's just like, yeah, there are things to enjoy. There are possibilities for interesting things later on. Like, I completely missed the part with the Sorrow guy and the cloak.
You missed the entire plot point of the episode.
Well... Mm-hmm. Just that one part. I blinked and missed that one shot that showed him in the cloak. But I mean, there's some potentially interesting things. I'm just the entire. It's just not clicking with me. It's not enough to make me drop it, but just not. I'm not excited.
Yeah, we'll just see how it turns out.
Like you want.
Huh?
What?
What?
Yeah, be thankful you didn't hear that.
The show leaves you flaccid.
A little bit, yeah.
It's like the mouth just keeps on gumming on your cock, but you're not getting hard.
Like, stop trying, please.
Like, this is just not working out.
Yeah.
So we could watch something on TV or go get some ice cream, but this just ain't... no, this isn't working.
Damn it, I forgot to buy ice cream again.
It's not me, it's you.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about Sailor Moon.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Timmy D's Real Brand Mayonnaise.
Superhero Time.
Well, I'm sure a wizard did it.
Ruining jokes for everyone. It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, this week on Power Playback, it was Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon of Mickey's choosing.
Episode 5.
So, guess who gets to talk about it? Hint, not me.
XV.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
JD.
Huh?
Right.
So I didn't get to watch the My Little Pony or whatever it was.
All right, well, it comes back down to Mickey then.
All right, so first off, a question.
Whoa,
none of y'all actually watched it this time.
No.
I watched it.
I did.
I did.
I didn't have time.
It didn't have Tuxedo Mask's awesome transformation sequence.
No, it didn't.
What episode is that in? Or is it more that it's in all of them except this one?
No, it's not in many of them.
Might want to unplug.
You unplug. You unplug.
Put your plug where?
Your mom.
Well, now we're back to the prolapse again.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. Pretty Garden Sailor Moon Episode 5, also known as Amy's Got Some Serious F***ing Problems.
Okay, starting, like, a lot of times in, you know, a lot of these tension hero shows, especially magical girl shows, you'll have, they'll get their powers, and you're like, okay, they're all best friends now. No.
So it's just like the original Sailor Moon.
Yes, they're all kind of terrible people in their own unique ways.
You know, that was the great thing about the 90s stuff out of Japan. All the heroes were awful, awful people.
Really, weren't they?
And it's incredibly obvious here.
Which is one of the things that really drew me to Sailor Moon at the beginning, because when I first saw the commercial, it's like, oh, great. It's another show about girls being girly and shit. Then you watch the episode, and Usagi's just the worst person.
I know. And yet somehow ends up endearing despite all that.
Yes, and so she's supposed to be the hero, and like, she's whiny, and she's lazy, and she eats junk food, and she's rude, and...
Well, that's what makes her so relatable.
Yes.
Did I date her?
Probably.
No, this episode is about Amy, who's got...
Amy's probably the least horrible.
But she's not sane.
Well, I've seen episodes here and there throughout the series. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing. This does kind of foreshadow the fact that they kind of take that ball and run with it later on, doesn't it?
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit.
So, Amy has just become friends with Usagi and Rei, and this is the first friend she's ever had in her life at age 15.
15? That's how old they're supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the age they were in the manga and anime, too.
Yeah. And so she's all thrilled that, hey, I've got friends now. I'm like a real person. And she's listening to the radio, and I used to hear her horoscope, and it says, be careful, your friends may not actually be your friends. Dun, dun, dun.
This, like, whole opening sequence is just kind of unnerving. And, like, in the time it takes, and it's like, is somebody going to, like, get stabbed here at some point?
So she's walking her way to the arcade, and she passes a TV news interview or some... She overhears this weird conversation about these little girls going on, but, you know, they're not really your friends, and they just think you're fat. And I'm wondering, like, is she actually hearing the real conversation, or is her brain inventing things that are like her fears to project onto these little girls?
Or they're
I don't know, but that's a pretty terrifying implication.
I think her brain is inventing things, now that you mention it.
So it's she like makes her way to the arcade, where the arcade
just like
manager...
a side effect of the sailor transformation?
It's withdrawal. She hasn't transformed in a while.
It's like a drug.
So she goes to the arcade where they got their secret base at, and she's talking to the guy who's talking to his turtle, and he's like, hey, Amy, where's your friends? Why aren't your friends here? Why aren't your friends with you? Are they off doing things without you?
It's like her mind is blowing everything.
Yeah, just dump salt in that wound, you douchebag.
So she proceeds into their secret magical karaoke base. And eventually Usagi and Rei come in, and Usagi is trying her damnedest to get Rei to listen to this song by Sailor V. But they don't really know Sailor V yet.
Minako.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. About 20 years late for that.
And so I just love that Usagi's like, oh, just listen to it, listen to it. And Rei's like, no, I'm not going to listen to it. Just listen to it. No.
No, shut up, meatball head.
I'll note that like the actress they picked for Usagi is... really, like, she's
very Usagi.
Yeah, it's like, it is very much in character.
The casting for the show is really, really good about nailing the characters.
Yeah, which is the most important part, I think.
It's just unfortunate they spared none of that budget for special effects.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this was made in, what, 2004 or so?
Three, so
I mean, it's kind of... consistent with its time.
Well, look what a Kamen Rider was then.
Ryuki?
Or yep. Fize?
But Kamen Rider is only just starting to actually look half decent. If you go
right.
back, and, if you well, go back,
not even half it. Decent if it's Fize.
Yeah. Well, yes, true.
Hey,
but
Fize looked great.
Yeah, I would say Fize was the first series that had like high production visuals.
Like, Ryuki would have its moments sometimes. But
sometimes.
Sometimes.
But anyway.
Kuga, right. You can't tell one way or the other under all the mud.
The point is, this show does not look out of place for when it was made.
Right.
No, but it looks terrible by today's standards.
Well, yes.
And it looks terrible by yesterday's standards, too. It was just, you know.
And it wasn't that great last week, either.
Yeah.
But the writing and everything else just seemed to kind of make up for it in it.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so the three girls have a conversation about how Amy still won't call anybody by their first names. And then Saji says the phrase, "It's like you're not even really our friend." God damn it, Saji. Could you have said this on a worse day to her?
No.
Probably.
Why wouldn't she say it at a better time?
Because
she's too soggy.
Yeah.
She has to pick the worst moment possible, of course, without realizing it.
So Amy goes on her way and continues to fall deeper and deeper into madness as she passes the television shop. And sees a detective drama or some shit, and she starts to imagine that Usagi is saying that she's not her friend, and then pulls a gun at her face and then shoots her point blank.
He has the mental issues, I swear to God.
So what the hell is she on?
Depression.
She's on fear and self-loathing.
So she's a teenager.
She doesn't have much look, this is the first time she's doing something other than reading a book.
Well, yeah.
And that's frightening. So what does she do? She goes to a bookstore. And she finds
the
book, How to Be a Friend.
She does the absolute most baby thing to do, and that is learn
Research.
About friendship from a book.
Yes. So this book tells her how to be a real friend, as opposed to what she's been all this time.
Right.
So... next morning, cut to Usagi being late for school and running in before the gate crashes on her sternum.
Just another day.
It's not like it would hurt anything if it hit her in the head.
That's not where the sternum is, Paladin.
So Usagi grabs her books from her locker and turns around and sees Amy grinning.
It's
like there's a gun pointed to her back.
Scariest smile I've ever seen.
And Amy greets her with a warm, friendly Usagi-chan. Yeah. And then she greets the class warmly.
That's the best part. And then like, oh, hi. Wait.
And the class
back around.
It's mostly Amy spent the entire day doing the most un-Amy things she could possibly do. Which is, it's so great for mental health. To suppress everything about who she is. This will totally not lead to a psychotic break at all.
No, of course not.
Up to including flunky tests that she has to clean.
Yes.
Which is, so, for her, that's like, you know, stabbing a knife into her heart.
So the school day ends, and Usagi goes to go visit Rei at the temple. And Usagi's having a little snack.
A little snack? She's already eaten a quarter of the damn thing?
She's got like 5-gallon jug full of caramel corn that she just happens to have for no reason at all.
Where the hell did that come from?
Like, it's like Rei tries to get one and she just snatches it away.
She's eaten so much of it already.
Feed bag. Just need the straps on her head.
Basically. So cut to Amy back home, and her mom has ditched her again to go deal with sick people, or broken bones, or colic, or whatever the f*** they have in Japan. I don't know.
Did we ever see her mother?
They don't have that kind of budget, no.
I think we saw her once in the anime, but I haven't made that far in the series yet. Anyway, so Amy decides to go to Usagi's pajama party with, oh fuck, what is her name? Naru? Is that a Japanese name?
Yeah, Naru.
Yeah.
The not scout.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, they start the evening with karaoke, where they're singing Minako's great song, C'est la vie, which is just the best pun ever. Everyone gets it right. I don't have to explain it.
Well, I do. I don't know about everybody else.
I bet Fort Max doesn't understand.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
we get it. Move on.
C'est la vie, which is French. but pronouncing
so you're
gonna it,
explain
it's
it
like
anyway.
Sailor V.
So you're going to Fort Mac it and explain it anyway.
Yes. Everyone watched the episode, despite their promises that they might watch it this time.
Yeah. I still see, could watch it.
See, I'm not in that camp, so I'm good.
Yeah. Anyway, so then they do magic tricks about pulling handkerchiefs out of their noses, and then Amy joins in with the singing, and then they want to play makeup.
Yeah, and that goes horribly wrong.
Oh, does it?
Yes,
a lot of frightening imagery in this episode.
Yeah, and also
even by Japanese standards.
Usagi makes the discovery that, oh, Amy, your glasses, they're not prescription, it's just plain glass. And there's a weird wind-up chicken rabbit on their desk.
Well, it is Usagi's room.
But why is it half chicken?
Usagi.
See, that seems like a valid enough explanation to me.
Well, anyway, apparently all this fun is too much for Amy's fragile body to handle, so she just passes the f*** out and clonks her head on the toilet in Usagi's bathroom. Yeah. Killing the party.
Nearly killing herself.
Yes. And so
way to ruin everyone's good time, Amy.
Yeah.
And Usagi digs through Amy's things and finds her book of how to be a real friend. And somehow Usagi is smart enough to put two and two together and realizes, oh, and Amy's been lying to me all day long.
She didn't get five. I'm impressed.
So, yeah. Then, hold on a sec. Okay, sorry.
Heard that.
Okay, so Usagi tells Amy that, you know what, the worst thing you could possibly do to a friend is lie to them.
Good
and that's
job.
What you do all day long, so yeah.
Good job, Usagi.
And that words echo throughout your brain for the rest of the night.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't have just enough mental scars yet.
Meanwhile, with an actual plot going on, Queen Beryl tells...
Oh, I forgot there was supposed to be a plot going on. Yeah.
I think the writers did, too.
For 17
I
minutes
was going to say, I like the plot we were having.
I know.
Look, it's a plot about Usagi being a horrible person.
Well, yeah. That's kind of Sailor Moon in general, actually.
Yeah, that's every episode.
But 17 minutes into the episode, we realized, oh yeah, there's villains in the show, too.
Monsters.
Well, wait.
Kind of
well, yeah. Usagi.
So Queen Beryl tells Nephilite or Jedite or whoever the yeah, one of the Ites. They're all about the same. Go find my silver crystal. Okay.
Did you see what I tweeted the other day about who'd be a good Sailor Moon villain?
No.
Zoidberg. Call him Zoidite. I'm sorry, continue.
Okay.
I don't think anyone could be as creepy as Fisheye.
But at the same time, the Luna puppet tells the gang, oh, we got a leader in the Silver Crystal, go investigate or something. And this whole Silver Crystal plot is entirely phoned in. I mean, yeah. It's just there because they realize we got to do some kind of monster shit in this episode or people are going to be upset.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty much.
So Usagi goes to investigate, and she runs into Mamoru, a.k.a. Tuxedo Mask, and they exchange pleasantries.
Yeah!
Where he calls her a pig.
Well, she is.
Oh, so he saw the caramel corn, then.
he probably did.
Or he just has a sense about these things.
Well, she probably smells like caramel corn at this point. If that's what you mean by a sense.
But meanwhile, there is a real monster running around, and it looks like candy corn, or balloons, or something.
So Usagi eats it?
Not really important, either.
The important thing is that Amy is the person who finds the monster.
Of course.
Boing.
And Amy's getting her ass kicked. When she pulls out her cell phone, she thinks, I could ask for help. No. I should only ask for help from people that are actually my friends. I should just die.
She's really not healthy, is she?
Not in any sense of the term.
Well, actually, no, that's probably one of the smarter things she's done all episode on. Who's she going on? Is she going to call Usagi?
Well, she could call Ray. Ray's pretty competent.
Yeah.
She's a bitch, but...
That's why she's competent.
She's a bitch, so she wouldn't answer the phone.
Oh.
But I forget, was this the episode where Usagi accuses Ray of being a lesbian, or was that a later one?
I have not seen that far, so...
Okay.
What?
Wait. Which ones aren't lesbians?
Just Uranus and Neptune? Oh, you said aren't.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's about the gist of the episode. They defeat the monsters on Silver Crystal, and then they're all friends again at the end. And Amy's using everybody's first names now because she matured.
And forgot her useless glasses.
Yeah. So there you have it. Episode 5. Yeah. Amy's got problems.
Oh, shit.
Serious problems.
So not surprising that they kind of pull what they'd pull later.
Yeah. After 10 years, I think they've exceeded the spoiler limit.
I would imagine.
Yeah. She becomes evil later on for like a long stretch of time.
Like, yeah. I think it's like in the...
I can see why after this episode.
No kidding. Like, I'd only seen occasional episodes here and there somehow, and now I really kind of understand why how that went and happened. I was like, oh, she's not well in the slightest sense.
Yeah, I've just thought I really like this show, despite its terrible effects and action, because it does nail the characters really, really well.
If your writing and acting is up to par, you can make up for that.
Two out of three ain't bad, just like Meatloaf says.
Yeah,
you know, things considered, this is a pretty good show.
Once I get through some of my other rewatches, I think I'm going to actually go through this one.
And how faithful is it to the source material?
I've heard it's pretty faithful to the manga.
Yeah, it takes a few liberties, definitely.
Yeah. Mostly due to the sheer budget?
They're notable ones. It's not budget liberties, it's storyline liberties. But
there's definitely some stuff they added into this show to make things more interesting. Yeah. But it's barely accurate to the anime. So if you've seen the anime, it's still kind of a different run.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder what they're going to do with the new anime this year, if it'll be another retelling of the first arc.
I think it will be.
Because that's what everyone does with a relaunch.
Yeah. Or if they'll try and do something different in some manner.
I seem to recall I heard that it was going to be a retelling of the manga, but more accurate.
Okay.
They'll just keep trying until they do it exactly like the manga.
In action, I
well,
guess.
Yeah, I mean...
From what I've heard, the manga was kind of... had a lot more action in it.
It's also shorter. Because, like, I was looking at the bookstore today, and it's like, they have up to volume 10 out now, I think, in the retranslations they're putting out. And they're already up into, you know, the Outer Senshi and all that stuff.
Well, they did all of Digimon Tamers in, like, 4 volumes.
That sucked also, though. That manga was awful. And
That's true.
It's like a Korean one, I think, actually, even.
Yeah, you just mean the manga, right? Because Don would probably smack you for saying Tamers sucked.
No, Tamers is good.
I think Ken would smack Ken for saying Tamers sucked.
Tamers was good. It has
Tamers is the best.
I finished rewatching it last week. I found I didn't really like the last couple episodes now, but it's good.
It's just kind of depressing towards the end.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it gets dark.
Like from episode 34 onward, it's just... I can understand like why the ratings dropped off now then. Because it is oppressively depressing. It is like if you are in, like, you know, having problems or anything like that, if you're depressed, don't watch Tamers. Don't.
Isn't that JD? Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought we had reached the point in the show where JD stops talking and we don't know what happened.
That's what I was testing, actually.
Yeah, see, JD, it would have been so much better if you just hadn't said anything.
Yeah, sorry.
You could have made Mickey and probably Ken uncomfortable, and me and Paladin and Fort Max would have just been sitting here laughing.
That's good to know.
Like, he knows what
Christmas cards now.
Like, he knows what his priorities are now.
He'll just come back to haunt us anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Like a bad burrito.
Any burrito.
Very similar smell, too.
I had a breakfast.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
This morning.
So, next week is Gavin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Kenji Oba. So, at least
for like 5 minutes.
Phil. I don't care.
And Planet good Bees.
Make you that sound so hopeful.
Like you're not hoping it too.
Well.
There you go.
Or more than I.
So anything else to talk about this week?
No, not much else happening this week, I'm afraid.
Are you going to watch Wizard for next week?
Because I don't think we've even hit an hour and a half of actual show yet.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Well, there wasn't really.
Well, you know, when we drop Wizard, you know, that kind of doesn't help things.
Well, or does it?
It helps things a lot.
Yeah, it just depends on your point of view there.
Yeah.
You know, for filling out a certain runtime of show, no, it doesn't help.
By law, do we have to have our shows be a certain runtime?
By law.
You know, but on average, they usually work out to, you know, hour and 45 minutes or so.
They feel so much longer.
Well, we record for about 3 hours every week.
That's
and out of that, so out of that, we get
bored.
And
did you
out
say
of that,
pork?
I said bored.
No, XV, not you.
Why would I say pork?
I don't know. Like, that's what I thought you said. Like, we pork. Like, we fill up space with pork. Like in politics.
You know, I did spend some time this afternoon trying to figure out how we could get a Mark Russell reference into the show. Because it's been a little while since we've done that, but, you know, nothing.
Spent time thinking about this.
Well, you know.
XV spends time thinking about Mark Russell.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he can really tickle my ivories.
Wow.
Yeah.
My ivories?
You know, he's great on the piano, but I hear he sucks on the organ. the Brachi jokes.
You know, I literally had a dream the other night where I made a Liberace joke. How weird is that? Like, I was in school, and my teacher walked in, and he had this, like, really intricately, like, all this, like, rhinestone stuff on his shirt. I was like, what is, you raid Liberace's museum or something? Yeah.
That's a terrible joke.
Like,
but
wow.
Now that you mention it, do dreams ever have humor in them?
Apparently mine do.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call that humor, JD.
Oh, come on. Well, I was trying.
Just thinking back to my own dreams, I don't ever recall anything ever being funny in a dream.
Well, and, you know, maybe that wasn't, so.
Hmm.
Anyone else?
I dream about dead people. Is that humorous?
Which people?
Depends. Is it your mom?
My mom's not dead.
I had
just smells like it.
Dream last night. That was crazy.
What?
I had a zombie apocalypse dream last night. That was crazy.
Well, that's not so weird.
I dream about buying things, or almost buying things.
I've had
sad.
That before.
I kept having a bunch of dreams. I would go to a store, and they would have a bunch of, like, G1 Transformers, like, on the
yes.
shelves and stuff.
Yes, I have.
Exactly. The dream of finding stuff you want to buy that doesn't really exist.
In the mid-90s, I would have
and
frequent dreams.
You go through them all, and you decide what you want, and then you wake up.
Yes.
And see,
oh,
in the,
I hate that.
In the mid-90s, I frequently had dreams of going to a store and finding a Dragon Zord.
You still have that dream. Still trying.
So sad. Still want that 2010 Dragon Zord.
Someday it'll happen for you.
No, it won't.
It'll happen. They'll be in my hand.
Apparently, the side of the box of the Mega when it came out mentions a Dragon Zord.
What?
Like missile. I don't know where that was.
I don't think it's out yet.
It's not out.
Oh, shell tag for it. A while back.
I sworn I saw something.
It'll be $50.
So
it was just like a mention of it in like the summary of what the Megazord is or something.
Oh.
But they remember it exists.
That's not helpful much.
Well, they're pretending it exists now.
Oh, yeah.
They put it on there, and then they,
Look, they have, an SD fighter mode coming out.
Oh, that's something. The import Samurai Sword came out, finally.
Oh, yeah.
Did you buy it? Anyone want to pay $80 for Shinkano?
How much did it cost to import originally?
Probably $140.
Right.
Still making out kind of nice there. So
that'll still be tempting if I see it on the shelf.
It's going for about 6,000 yen if you find it on Mandarake, which is a very good price right now with the exchange rate.
Oh, after shipping, it'd be about the same, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, shipping in the Mandarake. Well, no, there's no Mandarake fee over 5,000 yen. So, yeah, with shipping, it would still be about the same.
Yeah, you might as well get one that's brand spanking new.
One that you can have immediately.
Yeah. I have the whole Gigazord thing, but, I want to leave that together. It'd be nice to have that one, because that one actually has the folding Zords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And it doesn't have a Corgi Zord.
I still want my Kennel
jokes.
I still want my Kennel Club Megazord.
I should reissue that, whatever it was, that was the Thunder Megazord. That's the one I want.
The Thunder Megazord?
Yeah. Well, but I was thinking whatever the Japanese name is for it.
Dairano.
That Thunder Zord.
See, it's easy to remember because it sounds like diarrhea.
Diarrhea Zordo.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever
yes,
that one is. I'd like that one.
It sucks. I have it. It's a terrible toy.
Is we're
bringing really? Thunder Zord's good.
Alright, well, I just want to... I'm still hoping
you
that...
You could do a Super Robot Shogokin of that. I'd buy it.
But the Thunder Zords just have huge stickers, lots of parts that are... Lots of small fold-out parts that I break easily. Lots of tiny parts you can lose.
Yep.
The actual Thunder Zords have even more tiny parts you can lose than the Japanese toy.
Yeah,
because they came with those crystals and Ranger figurines,
right? Well, the Ranger figures were in the Japanese ones.
Yeah, because okay, the Zords have molded in little spots for them.
Yeah, it's the crystals new parts.
No, I'm just hoping that Gokaio is good when that comes out.
As opposed to the Japanese version for shit.
Well, I'm just hoping it has I think the Gosei Great is reasonable.
They
looks to be a reasonable effect
in some ways.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that that's what I'm saying, that Gokaio is similar in that way, and that but that it ends up doing all the same forms and stuff. I'm hoping they still do all the little sub vehicles and stuff.
I had a thought today. I was looking at the Gosei Morph on the shelf and realizing they bumped the Morph price up to around $35 now.
Did they really?
Well, $30, $35, depending where you go. I mean,
Targets,
Morphers
I think
aren't $10 deals now. They have been.
I think Target's $30, Toys R Us is $35.
The point is they're making it more expensive, more electronic Morphers now, which means when the Ghost Sager footage rolls around,
you mean
the odds of getting immobile rates are a lot higher that it actually uses keys.
So long as the current one sells.
Which it does seem to be.
Right.
So,
we've already established Morphers at this price point with heavy electronics.
Yeah, that's true.
So
although,
that's not really too far off from what I paid for the original rates. So.
There's the problem of trying to get all the keys here.
Based on that image
a mobile race which uses compatible keys, but instead plays American theme song clips.
Mm.
That would be great.
So based on the image that we saw the other day, do you think that I can't figure out where we're at on the suits at this point. We keep hearing the rumors that they're not using them, and yet we know that there were stunt actors in that suit in the suits the other day.
Yep. Yeah, so just because they are using Ghost Sager suits does not mean they're not using Gokaiger suits. I think that's the key thing. They said they're using Ghost Sager for season 2. That doesn't mean they're not using anything from Gokaiger.
Well, okay, and think about it this way, too. There is, parts from a Versus movie
that
they can adapt.
I love Versus movie at that. Because there is a lot of transformed fight footage in that movie.
Right. So, I mean, there's definitely call for needing to use the two sets of suits together on screen.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're using them for. That's
right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I really wish they would.
Everybody freaks out. Oh, they're not using the suits at all. Wait, just wait, wait, wait. Thaban and Bandai like money.
The thing you have to remember is that the Power Rangers fandom freaks out over every detail.
True.
You don't need to specify Power Rangers fandom with that.
There's not a thing that you can say about the show or toy line or whatever is going on that the fandom will not flip out about.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to flip out. I mean, personally.
No, you're not. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting. I mean, I like the Gokaiger suits, and I wish they would just go ahead and use them, but, you know, I'm not going to throw a fit if they don't.
The Gokaiger suits are nice suits. I enjoyed them very much.
I want three and three quarters.
But how do you feel about boot blacking?
Huh?
Excuse me?
What?
Did you say boob whacking?
I'm for it.
Okay, you all need to watch Prince of Space.
Princess Bride, I've seen it.
This is another thing where, like, you make some obscure reference to something that none of us know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yes.
It is, but the difference is I don't get it either.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wow.
Mystery Science Theater.
Prince of Space. Okay, well, I know what that is.
Okay, is the show over now?
Really, it's just the show. You should really just relax.
I'd relax more if I didn't have the headset on.
But then you couldn't hear.
I think that's
somehow I'll just have to adapt.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess that's the show for this week.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was a little on the short side, but we'll make up for it next week with having a movie to talk about.
Gavon.
Your mom's a little on the short side.
Gavon. Watch the movie, Gavon.
No one did.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Poor Gavin.
It took forever to download that 1080p version.
I grabbed the 480.
Because I want it in decent quality. I can watch it on my TV.
I watch the 480 on my TV.
I would have grabbed the 720, but somebody didn't have the that up yet. So
I mean, I also have a 1080p monitor. So.
Mm-hmm.
Go for quality. Why settle?
And yet you're on Superhero Time.
This is a good point.
That version. Somebody didn't make it available. I don't know who that is, though.
Yeah, I wonder what monkey didn't come through with the encoding.
Yeah.
Hey, the 720 is up.
Now.
Up now? Ever.
I mean, at this point, it's like it might as well not have even existed.
Yeah, I mean, it's so late now. Kind of pointless, really.
Yeah. Way to go for it, Max. You've ruined Gavin forever.
Slacker.
See, it's your fault that it didn't do better in the theaters in Japan.
I fully agree.
You're the reason why there's not a Metal Heroes revival this year, Fort Max. Except for how there kind of is with
Good job,
Fort
Max.
You're making me sad now.
Good.
Excellent.
Cat, I'll destroy you.
Well, a week is not complete until we hear Mickey say that.
Superhero Time! 次回もシャバドゥビー! 止めてみろ! You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.